This is Reverend Joseph Caesar, and welcome to the Good News Program. I am truly blessed and honored to be called by God to be His servant to spread the good news of salvation to you all. You have done the right thing. Don't change the channel. You are not here by chance, but by divine guidance. Well, hello again. This is Reverend Joseph E. Caesar at BBS Radio, bringing you the good news of salvation. And my whole thing is such a good news, it's fitable to listen to, fitable to be printed. And keep listening, because something good will happen to you today. I want to talk to you today from the book of Matthew, chapter 20, verse 1. And this is what I call it, a mother's request. A mother's request. This is something else. And today is Mother's Day in the United States. And this is very appropriate. Listen up. Listen up. Listen up. And so I will read. Then the mother of Zebedee's son came to Jesus with her sons and, kneeling down, asked a favor of Jesus. What is it you want? Asked Jesus. She said, Lord, grant that one of these two sons of mine may sit at your right and the other at your left in your kingdom. That's an bold and outrageous request. Grant that one of these two sons of mine may sit at your right hand, you know, and the other at your left in your kingdom. I tell you. Jesus retorted, you don't know what you are asking. You really don't know what you're asking. That's what Jesus said to them. Can you drink the cup I am going to drink? And they answered, we can. Jesus said to them, you will indeed drink from my cup, but to sit at my right or left is not for me to grant. These places belong to those for whom they have been prepared by my Father. And when the 10 heard about this, they were indignant with the two brothers. Well, lots of people would. And so Jesus called them together and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their high officials exercise authority over them. Not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant. And whoever wants to be first must be your slave. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." You heard the big request. It was bold. In some colloquial terms, you'll hear people say, "But that's a bold-faced woman." But you have to look beyond that and think out of the box. You have to realize that those sons of hers, she meant so much. They meant so much to her, and she meant so much to them. Her bold-faced request, she wanted that so badly for her children, the very best. That's why she asked that request. She don't care who is going to be there, who are the rest disciples or whoever. This is what I want for my children. My children give up on me to follow you. I have nothing when they left me. And now this is my request to you, trying to touch the heart of God. You know, worship is a lifestyle which is supposed to be every day. You must understand how mother's devotion encouraged them to follow Christ. And now she wants an eternal reward for letting go of her children to follow Christ. She had strong devotion. She worshiped God. Thanks be to God. Her bold request in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 33, verse 3, say, "You call upon me and I will answer you. I will come and I will show you great things and mighty things that you have never known of." Yeah. She wanted the best for her children. She desires so much for her sons. I want them to sit next to you, one on the left and one on the right. She wants her children. She wanted her children to stay close to Jesus. That's what every mother should want. Not every mother is focusing on that. That's what a mother should want. I am not a mother, but I want that for my sons.
I talked to my son this evening, and my grandson is making the same statement. No matter what happened, be close, walk close to Christ. No matter how far you wander, be close to Christ. The mother has the impetus for her soul. Her son wanted to follow Jesus because they wanted to be at the Last Supper. They were willing to do God's will. They became so willing that James was martyred. He was a false martyr. Then John. They wanted to follow the master. This is amazing. Listeners, we know we all will one day will stand before God. Some sweet day. We will have to stand before him. But it will be our Lord Jesus Christ who will be standing there for us. However that may be, Almighty, Almighty God would be the last judge. He put things in perspective, put things in order. We should be quicker to hear, "Welcome, my good and faithful servant." Instead, the mother didn't care about that. "I want my son, Lord. Lord, Lord, please, please. Grant that one of these two sons of mine may sit at your right and the other at your left in your kingdom." And Jesus just right back at her, "You don't know what you're asking. You just don't know what you're asking. You don't get it. Can you drink the cup I am going to drink?" That cup and that drink was done for me, was placed there, was ordained for me to drink from. Can you? And they says, "Yes, we can." And so Jesus turned back and said to them, "You will indeed drink from my cup." A little change here. "You will indeed drink from my cup. But to sit at my right or left is not for me to grant." There would be no bargain in that. These places belong to those for whom they have been prepared by my Father. God has long placed them out already that way in his ordinance. And when the ten heard this, my friends, they were so indignant with the two brothers. Jesus called them together and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles," don't act like you don't know, "lord over them, and their high officials exercise authority over them. Not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant." Yeah. Yeah. "And whosoever wants to be first must be your slave." Talking about humility. I see some people, when I worked in the financial district, see people come out of the street, they know their friends, you know, like managers and everybody come to work there, and you find they want big position, like to sit next to the managers and so on. And when they don't get the position, they leave on the go. Yeah. You got to start at the bottom and walk your way up. I guess the mother did not see that. But sure, she was not thinking of that. Because she spent her time in devotion to God. She feels that, you know, she have recognition and clout. But God don't work that way. God don't work that way. I know she wanted the best for her children. I know she had great desires for her children. But God is no respecter of persons. No. It's okay if she wants them to stay close to God. Staying close to God is getting in prayer. It's going down. You cannot say to God otherwise. Getting in prayer day and night. And no matter how far you wander, the Spirit of God is going to be with you. Yeah. That mother cried out in her souls many nights. But God don't do it like that you must come and be up in front of everybody else. Our Father don't do that. The first shall be the last, and the last shall be the first. Though they wanted to follow Christ, though they wanted to follow Jesus because they wanted to be at the Last Supper, that meant quite a lot to them. They knew about that. The girl, they were willing to do God's will. They were so willing to do God's will that until James got killed, he became aggressive with the word of God. Yeah. I like what Jesus says. "What is it you want?" After she went down on her knees with humility. "What is it you want?" Jesus knew that style. All I want from you, Lord, she responded, is for you to grant me that one of these two sons of mine may sit at your right and the other at your left in your kingdom. I must imagine how Jesus put it. Hold on. Repeat that again. I didn't hear you go the first time. Repeat that again. You don't know what you're asking. Jesus said to them, can you drink the cup I am going to drink? And yes, Lord, we can. And they answered, Jesus said to them, you will indeed, you will drink from my cup. But hold on here now. Let me check your head for you. Hold on here. But to sit at my right or left is not for me to grant you. It is not to be granted to anyone. These places belong to those for whom they have been prepared by my Father. And when the 10 other disciples heard about this, they were very annoyed with the two brothers. Jesus called them together and said, you know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them. You all know that. And their high officials exercise authority over them. Not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant. Humble yourself. And whoever wants to be first must be your slave. Just as the Son of Man did. Not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. What a wonderful thing how Jesus addresses. No, man, let me check your head for you, man. Let me tell you something. That position, that configuration, the way you're going to be sitting, where you're planning to sit, it's not happening. Not happening. And I like how my Lord put it. You know, let me just read something here. The prediction, Jesus predicts his death a third time. Now Jesus was going up to Jerusalem. On the way, he took the 12 aside and said to them, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be delivered over to the chief priests and the teachers of the law. They will condemn him to death and will hand him over to the Gentiles to be mocked and flogged and crucified. On the third day, he will rise to life. So everybody now looking now for position. They were trying to position themselves or the children. I was this to the master. You know, I was that to the master. I left everything and I go with my master. I left my father's net. I leave my mother and go. Me and my brother deserve position. Start a position in this themselves. And so, it may be a conversation they had with their mother. And she came kneeling down and asked a bold and brazen favor of Jesus. Bold. Just like the commercial I see at times. Be bold. Bold. What is it you want now? Lord, grant that one of these two sons of mine may sit at your right and the other at your left in your kingdom. It's not happening. I like how Jesus laid out. You don't know what you're asking about, lady. You just don't know what you're asking about. Can you drink the cup I am going to drink? And the brazenly say yes. And I like what Jesus says. You will indeed drink from my cup. But to sit at my right or left is not for me to grant. These places belong already to those for whom they have been prepared by my Father. You can't have it. You're done prepared already. Already marked out. That is that. This is this. That is that. You can't have that. In the name of Jesus. That's what people do. People want positions. People will spend money to get position and did not work for the positions. Even the thing that is going on in schools over here. Take, mother, father take thousands of dollars to pay off universities for their children. Clout, because they want clout. Yeah, they do that. And but this mother went on her knees, kneeling. Lord, be merciful unto me in that form. But it cannot work like that. Everything, the Bible says that everything must be done in decency and in order. Yes. And that is the end. I come to the end of my good news program today in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray that that word was a blessing to you. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your word. Your word is you. You are your word. And your word is you speaking to us. And I thank you, Lord. I pray, O God, that somebody's heart will be moved and somebody will come to know you as Lord and Savior, the places which you have prepared belongs to the chosen few. O God and Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, continue, Lord, to do your thing, Lord Jesus. O Holy Father, reign forever. Reign forever. Thank you for using me as your conduit, your mouthpiece. In the name of Jesus. As I says, I am leaving from here. But where I'm going, Jesus will be there as well. I said, Jesus is Lord. Something good is going to happen to you, listener, because Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen and amen. In Jesus' name, amen.